میرے خیال میں پروٹیسٹ آج جو ہے یہ سب سے کامیاب پروٹیسٹ ہے.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. In yesterday's episode, we spoke about Baramulla. In today's episode, we will specifically be taking a look at where things stand in Kupwara. Danish, of all the districts in North Kashmir, Kupwara used to be at the center of heightened militant activity.
Yeah.
At the moment, like you mentioned in yesterday's episode, Kupwara is also where there is a high presence of the army.
Yes.
So where, what, I mean, how is, what is the situation in Kupwara right now? And where does Kupwara figure in among all the districts in Kashmir, be it with respect to militancy or be it with respect to just responding to this decision of the Indian government?
Abrogation.
Yeah.
Actually, just like any other district, Kupwara has its own story. It saw the massacre of 27 Kashmiri Muslim civilians in the 1994, in which 38 other were injured, allegedly by the Indian army. It's the frontier district with a border sharing with the Pakistan. However, since 1990s, things gradually started to change in the district. Because of the large presence of the army in the district, people started move to from anti-state activities to become more pro-Indian, become more inclined towards the India.
And the why district, was that? Why do you think that happened, that shift happened?
Only because of the large presence of the army. Again, just like in Uri, people in Kupwara also are largely dependent on the Indian army, as the administration has completely failed in reaching out to the remotest areas. There are other security agencies also prevalent in the frontier district of Kupwara, in which they have people from the local population. It's also one of the factors that they have tilted towards this pro-Indian state. Then another important thing, it's also the home district of such people, politicians like Sajjad Loon and Engineer Rashid. While Sajjad Loon is basically from one of the pockets of the district, Engineer Rashid comes from the another pocket of the district. And also, Engineer Rashid has a largely populous among the youth, especially in the Kupwara district.
Okay.
And as far as this abrogation is concerned, it's actually the litmus test for New Delhi will be the Kupwara district. Because since past many years now, Kupwara has been voting en masse in elections for the pro-Indian parties like the People's Conference, Awami Ittehad Party, National Conference, or the People's Democratic Party. Will people come out and vote in the next coming elections? Will people be again inclined towards the India? Because when I went to the district and spoke with the people, students, teachers, locals, shopkeepers, all have voted for these different mainstream parties. And while I was talking to them, it was quite evident that they see Kashmir's future with India very doubtful.
Okay. On that note, I think since you've mentioned about what they think about the regional parties, I think we should play back the interview that we've conducted with a student in Handwara.
Yes.
Where she talks about who she voted for and how she feels about her decision to vote for this particular leader.
As a youth, do you still see your future with India?
We are doubtful about that.
And because, why do you think so?
Because what we study constitution, and that's not in a, we can say, that's not applied there in India.
In India or in Kashmir?
India. Okay. Holy, if we'll see in parliament, the things are not going according to the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen a lot of things that are not going according to the constitution.
Mm-hmm. So you are doubtful about the future with India?
The future of India, yeah.
About the future of Kashmir with India, right?
Yeah. Okay. In fact, I'm doubtful about the whole India now, about the future of whole India. Because the things, what we study in our books, mm-hmm. that's... nowhere, that's not existent in India.
Mm-hmm.
The government, present government,
mm-hmm.
that's thinking to change the whole system.
Mm-hmm.
If we'll see the history, they are so thinking that we can change history.
Mm-hmm.
They'll change our books, they'll change the constitution.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to change the whole system according to their own ideology.
And you have not been to college for how many months now?
As I already said that my exams were scheduled on September,
mm-hmm.
so I had dropped on July.
Mm-hmm.
So since July,
And you are yet to appear in your examination.
Yeah. And whenever we visit our college, they don't have any information. They're not certain about things.
What do they tell you?
They say whatever this Kashmir University thinks good.
Mm-hmm.
We are doubtful about our existence now.
Handwara town historically has been a town where we have seen a majority of the people vote. Mm-hmm. And they vote for parties like People's Conference or Awami Ittehad Party. Have you ever voted in these elections?
I have voted once for the People's Democratic Party.
And this
lots
was
of elections.
2014?
No.
Then? 2019. And why did you vote?
I voted for women empowerment because I thought it was a woman leader.
Mm-hmm.
She could have developed more or she could have bring more empowerment to the women. I voted for Mehbooba Mufti's leadership.
And you believe on her leadership?
Yeah.
Has she failed you?
The decisions, of course, there are some decisions which are there are positive and negative things in every person. Mm-hmm. So now I'm a bit the her decision about alliance. I was against of that.
Okay. So clearly here the student, she seems to be disappointed with her own decision, right? So is this where, you know, where she says that she voted for Mehbooba Mufti?
But yeah, in last 20-25 years of the Kashmir conflict, it was for the first time that the Kupwara district was completely shut for nearly 3 months. Although they used to partially open their markets, but the distrust and the disengagement with the people from the political or the mainstream point of view was so much that they feel completely alienated from India after the unilateral decision. When I spoke, the common thread between all these districts were that New Delhi should not have abrogated this article unilaterally. They wanted their leaders to have a say in the decision, but they feel betrayed. Also, many of the locals in the market, again, had sort of had that fear psychosis crept in them, because some wanted to talk, others were skeptical, some wanted to say something, but again, the overall, there was again mix of the feelings, because one of the shopkeepers in the town with whom I talked, he categorically told me, you saw the fate of Sajjad Lone, who was our leader in this district. He had in 2014 categorically said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is my elder brother. He told me, that shopkeeper told me, you saw what they did to Sajjad Lone. And I am very quite doubtful if I talk with you people, I don't know what's going to happen with me. Then he quoted example of Farooq Abdullah, who has been detained under Public Safety Act. He also said that if they can detain a political figure like Farooq Abdullah, what will be the fate of a common person?
So from what we've heard from you and the interviews that we've played back, it is evident that Kupwara has been under a shutdown for a long period of time, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is happening to the economy there then? How are people surviving? How are the markets like?
Yes.
What is the situation?
Yes, yes. The situation as of now, that there was a partial, the markets had opened partially, although traffic, the public traffic, was somehow flying normally. Not though that normal, but it was a large presence of public transport was there. But Kashmir has witnessed mass agitations in 8, 9, 10, 13 and 16. But the people with whom I spoke, they told me that since last 5 agitations, Kashmiris used to have a huge death toll. But this 2019 agitation, we were hit economically, though there was no death or only few deaths as compared to last 5 agitations. In 2019, that the Kupwara district has witnessed a complete shutdown for at least three months. One of the shopkeepers, he was a bookseller, who told me what actually happened in 2019 in Srinagar and in other areas. Your market used to open in the morning for few hours and in the evening for few hours. What this bookseller, this shopkeeper told me, in Kupwara district, markets did not even open for few hours in morning or in evening. It has obviously taken a toll on the economic aspect of the district. Then immediately they had these orchard fields over there. So by this time of the year, all the orchards go out of the state. But there are few pockets, few orchard fields in the district still where the apple orchards are still in their orchard
which
fields.
Which means only, they are yet they to are be yet, picked.
Yes, yet to be taken out of the state.
Okay, so let me also play another interview that we've conducted. Again, the person did not want to be identified, but was okay with us sharing their voice.
वैसे तनाव तो है और तनाव बहुत हद तक है बिल्कुल ये दिलों के अंदर है तो अगर सुप्रेशन ऊपर से है दबाव है लेकिन लोग जो हैं बहुत नाराज़ हैं इससे क्योंकि अच्छा नहीं हुआ ये आज की बात नहीं है उर्से की बात है एक वादा हम कश्मीरी के साथ किया गया है और वादा जो है वो मामूली किसी जगह पर नहीं है ये एक दुनिया के सबसे बड़े ऐवान में हुआ है वादा हुआ है कि प्लेबिसिट कराएंगे आपको आपकी मर्जी पूछेंगे तो मर्जी के बगैर ऐसा हो रहा है तो अच्छा नहीं है किसी कानूनी कोई अहमियत उसकी नहीं लगती
आप क्या देख रहे हैं मेन स्ट्रीम पार्टीज का फ्यूचर कैसा आपको लग रहा है कश्मीर में
मैं वो जो लोग जो हैं वो मेरे ख्याल में मैं कहता हूँ वो नंगे हो गए हैं क्योंकि अभी तक उनको बार बार कश्मीरियों ने धोखा खाया है कश्मीर के लोग जो हैं लीडर जो हैं बड़े बड़े लीडर हमारे शेख अब्दुल्ला जैसे लीडर बड़े लीडर उनको भी धोखा मिला है फिर दूसरे लीडर आ गए उनको भी धोखा मिला है और धोखे बार बार धोखा खाने से इन्हें कोई सबक हासिल नहीं किया
ये 2019 में हम पहली बार देख रहे हैं कि कश्मीरी लोग सड़कों पर आके एहतजाज या जिसको हम प्रोटेस्ट कहते हैं वो नहीं कर रहे हैं इसकी क्या वजूहत है क्यों नहीं प्रोटेस्ट हुआ जैसे 2008 में 9 में 10 में 13 में 16 में जैसे प्रोटेस्ट हुए 19 में क्यों नहीं वैसे प्रोटेस्ट देखने को मिल रहे हैं
जैसे मेरे ख्याल में प्रोटेस्ट आज जो है ये सबसे कामयाब प्रोटेस्ट है जो प्रोटेस्ट वैसे नहीं हुआ नाराबाजी से नहीं हुआ पत्थरबाजी से नहीं हुआ लेकिन अभी 3 महीनों से बाजार बंद हैं गाड़ियां बंद हैं फोन बंद हैं इससे बड़ा प्रोटेस्ट क्या हो सकता है स्कूल बंद है
आपको लग रहा है पत्थर फेंकने से या नाराबाजी करने से ये ज्यादा स्ट्रॉन्ग प्रोटेस्ट उन प्रोटेस्ट से है
मेरे ख्याल में यही ऐसा लगता है जो आज का प्रोटेस्ट है यह सबसे कामयाब प्रोटेस्ट है और इससे कुछ फायदे भी मिले किलिंग्स भी कम हो गई
So that was a resident of Kupwara saying that though Kupwara has largely been away from militant activity for the longest time, he feels that civil disobedience that the people are showing at the moment is the biggest marker of what they feel about the abrogation. From what he has to say, it is clear that there is a lot of antagonism amongst the people of Kupwara. What else do you have to add to this, Danish?
Although the Kupwara district majorly is a pro-state district, but there are certain pockets, obviously, in that district as well that have been anti-India throughout their life. One of such areas is the Bande Mohalla from Kupwara. They completely feel that the leaders, that the mainstream leaders have not learned their lessons since 1947. They say that the betrayal that has been done on the August 5th has a historical background to it. They say that since 1953, when Sheikh Abdullah was put behind bars, it is the history of New Delhi to betray Kashmiris and their leaders. They also say that till the Kashmir issue, the political question of Kashmir does not get resolved, all these decisions like the abrogation of Article 370 or any bilateral agreement between the two countries, that's India and Pakistan, will stand nullified.
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.